Podcasters of the Universe, episode 78!
78!
Wow.
Yeah, baby. Ooh.
78! Year I was born.
Hey! Not me.
No?
Nope, not me, but...
No, you're just a young little bass.
I am. 79? I was only alive for like three or four months of the 70s. What month is September?
Yeah. Wow, you were. You're... Ah, the 70s.
Yeah, you got a whole extra year in there.
Wow.
And some,
I don't remember that at all.
And some months, right? Yeah.
And July of 78, so yeah. I had like a year and a half of 70s.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, probably had some bell bottoms.
Right?
I don't know.
I definitely got like the haircut leftovers from that.
Yeah.
The 70s, yeah. I mean, I think every kid around in the early 80s and stuff had like that bowl haircut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my hair was dumb.
I look back at like my pictures and stuff, and like every picture I look back, I'm like, man, that was a dumb haircut. Yep, that was stupid. I had this weird spike. I had a spike with, you know, like kind of long in the back. It was close to a mullet.
Why are parents so bad?
Right?
Picking haircuts for their children. I mean, I have fantastic hair.
Yes.
And it did not live up to its potential when I was that age.
Yeah.
And it's because of my mom. She hated me.
Yeah. Probably.
She hated my hair. She was jealous of my hair.
You think that's what it was?
I think it was. She was like, your hair is better than mine, and I'm going to make sure you look stupid.
That could be. Oh, see, maybe that's why my mom did it, too, because at first, okay, I was just like mimicking my mom's boyfriend at the time. He had like a spike, and I thought it was awesome. Hairspray and everything. Ah, I thought it was so cool. So I wanted to do that, and I did. And eventually that just became my haircut, but I got lazy and never spiked it up anymore. So it just became kind of like this like coonskin cap of hair on the top of my head. And no one ever told me that I looked like a freaking idiot, my mother included. And yeah, it was pretty upsetting. I had very thick hair, so.
Do you think spikes will ever come back? I mean, we're seeing mullets.
Yeah, again. Mullets are coming back, and people are serious about them. Like, it's not even ironic anymore. It was for a minute, and now it's like, no, they want them. So, I think spikes are, yeah, they're probably next in line. Pretty close, anyway. Although people aren't really doing the hairspray big hair thing. That hasn't come back yet. So, I don't know what year we are in the hair mimicking stage. That makes sense at all.
it does, because that's what, you know, everything seems to come back around.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I don't know if it's necessarily going to come back around in order.
Right. It probably won't. I wouldn't think. But I mean, at some point, I would think that kind of big hair thing would eventually sort of come back.
It should be here.
Yeah.
High-waisted jeans are back. I mean, I've got kids. I've got a daughter that's 16, and she's got jeans that go up to her belly button, and she thinks they're awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're one step away from some mom jeans, and you know, but she thinks it's sweet.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's pants up to their neck, and it's so weird, because I remember, you know, when they were just getting lower and lower and lower, and every time a girl bent over, you saw her butt crack.
Yeah. No, to me, my mind says that was like the Britney Spears brought that in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably around that time, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. Weird, and the big...
Crazy.
Big JNCO jeans and all that crap. I never wore those.
I know this is a little off topic, but it just popped into my head. I saw a guy the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into a truck at the gas station, and he had Guess jeans on.
Really?
Like, he had I was looking at the jeans, and I'm like, are those like vintage Guess jeans? Because you just don't see that anymore.
Right.
The little triangle,
you know?
And I'm trying to tell whether they're new and there's a resurgence, or did he just get them at a yard sale?
Or has he held on to them for all these years?
Exactly, but they looked like they hadn't... it looked like if he has held on to them for all these years, he took a 20-year break or something in there, because they were in okay shape.
Gotcha.
And I was like, man, those jeans are horrible.
I really can't. I could sit here and talk crap about some of the old styles, but dude, I was a very dorky dresser. So, I mean, I wore some. I mean, I like wore rustler pants. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just winging it, you know.
So I got a pair of Guess jeans when I was a kid, and I thought it was the biggest deal in the world. I did loved it. Oh yeah. I was totally into them. And then I see pictures of me, and I'm like, why? Why did I? They were like real tight around the waist, and then they flared out around these big old legs, and I'm like, is it trying to make me look like I have hips? I don't know what's going on here. But anyways, I don't know. But it was a weird observation. You just don't see Guess jeans every day.
No, that's very interesting, especially on a male.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Wow.
And I hate Guess jeans because, I mean, it's a little awkward. I'm like, did I see Guess jeans at first? So now I'm trying to look at the guy's butt. Because you're looking at the, I'm looking for the triangle. And I'm
but it was
like,
for scientific
around,
purposes.
I'm like, you see me kind of poking out this around the pump, like checking them out. Like I'm like, hey, is that, okay, that is Guess jeans. And then he caught me, of course, in a weird time. And I'm like, oh, I'm just looking for the triangle.
Did you ever see the Simpsons episode with Stupid Sexy Flanders? Where Flanders is in like the... He was skiing, so he had the really tight... Yeah, and he turns around and shows... Feels like I'm wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all.
I just saw that. Like, just saw that a meme of that recently. And, maybe you posted it. I don't know.
No, so. I didn't, actually. But, yeah. That just reminded me of that when you said that. That's pretty good.
Well, nice. Yeah. Well, we're back.
Yeah. Here we are. Should we, we never say our names at the beginning of the show. And I know last time you like made it a point to be like, if you don't know, we're Steve and Jeremy. But like, we don't have a thing. Like, I was listening to My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me, your other podcast, one of three. And you always, you have a thing at the beginning, with me as always and blah, blah is Garth. And then, I'm Wayne.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
I had to do that. See, back then I was so scared to be on a podcast that if I didn't have like a roadmap of what to say in a certain sequence, I wouldn't have been able to get the show started.
Gotcha.
So that's where I came up with all that shenanigans.
That makes sense. Today,
as always, is Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Yeah. It's your radio voice. I like it. Hi, I'm Jeremy.
Jeremy and Steve here, podcasters of the universe. If you don't know us by now, we are a couple of the biggest yet dumbest Masters of the Universe fans you will ever meet.
True.
We like to have fun. We like to talk about Masters of the Universe.
Yep.
And we hope people enjoy it.
Yeah. I think that's pretty pretty good summary of what we are. We don't really know much. We're not very knowledgeable.
We're not smart men, but we know what love is.
There you go. So good. Last episode I kind of wanted to address this because I thought it was pretty cool. Matt helped us out choose our contest winners for the Create a Character contest, which winners, all three of you, I still will send it out. I have not sent them out yet, but so don't expect it before Christmas, that's for sure. All three of them were outside of the country, so it's going to take a minute for them to get to them, but they are coming. But Matthew Rodriguez, good friend of ours, our occasional third wheel, actually helped us choose the winners, I should say. And then afterwards, and actually before, so we, like we said on the show, he drew these pictures of each of the characters. So they all kind of had like this unified style. And he took them all, and he posted them. Actually, did I post them, or did he post them? He posted them, because he did, like, group shots, right? He did a couple of group shots of, like, the good guys and the bad guys of all the creative character characters. And they are in our Facebook groups, so make sure you guys go and check those out, because Matt did a really good job, and, he's a good dude.
Yeah, Matt did do a good job there. Yeah. Wow, for some reason my... Anyways, sounded loud. obviously, not doing this in person. We usually do this show in person, but because of COVID and we're trying to, limit our exposure. We're doing this over the internet, so it might sound a little different. We're got to catch our groove.
We've been doing that for most of this year anyway, but yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like it. The dynamic's a little different, but
every time we start one of these, I feel like the adjustments aren't right, the speakers are off, you know, it just doesn't ever feel.
Yeah, it definitely sounds a lot better when we're with each other in person, but you make do with what you got, right? The show That's must right. go on.
But yeah, Matt did a good job on that. He it was awesome, and I think the people that that sent in their entries appreciate what you know him taking all those characters and putting them together and having them side by side in the same style of art.
Yeah, I sent all of the participants the work that he did of their characters and then the big group shot, and a lot of them responded back and were very appreciative of it and thought it was pretty awesome. And I think a couple people are even gonna print out a picture of it or something like that. So I think that's pretty cool. It was really
super
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was something like I don't know. I like that. We should do it again sometime. You know, not so soon, but you know, I really liked the idea. I thought it was fun. Kind of.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you're brilliant, man. It brought everybody together. You know, a lot of our listeners, and you know, we know you're out there, but sometimes we don't hear from y'all. And a lot of the people that entered, you know, I'd never even heard of. You know, I've never heard their name or anything like that. So it's pretty cool to hear from other people. You know, we love the fans.
Super cool.
So. Been up to anything good?
No, not really. I mean, just work and I bought a bed.
Nice.
I went to the store, but you know, I bought this bed. You know, I thought it was time in my life where I invest in like a good bed.
It's a good decision, trust me. Yes.
And we upgraded to a king size, and here's where the story gets stupid. This tells you how stupid I am.
Okay.
me and my wife rented a cottage a couple years ago. We got away for a couple of days, and they had one of these sleep number beds.
Okay.
And we loved the dang thing, because she loves her bed so soft, it's ridiculous, and I like mine very hard.
Okay.
Always have. And so on that particular time, we could have our side of our bed how we wanted it, and it was actually fun. I remember we just kept playing with the controller. It was an old one.
Right.
It had a controller. They don't have controllers anymore. You use your phone.
Of course.
But so I thought, you know, hey, for Christmas, it's time to upgrade. I'm gonna get a sleep number bed. So I went and I got myself a sleep number bed. Pretty excited about it. Takes about a month to get them. At least it did me.
Wow.
You go and you ordered it, and I ordered this sucker, and I spent a lot of money, and I was under the impression that I was going to get exactly what was sitting there on the floor, which
right.
was a nice bed on a nice with a it's not a box spring, but it looks like a box spring, but there's actually like a compressor in it and everything else, and then there's like a wooden piece that goes around it. It looks like it sits on this wooden platform kind of thing, and I
right.
thought that that's what I was getting.
The whole kit and caboodle?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yep. And so I signed the paper, and I, you know, got the financing plan with no interest and everything, because, I mean, you know, I just like to pretend I'm rich. And so they show up to deliver the damn thing, and they're like, where's your bed frame? And I'm like, I don't have a bed. You got the bed frame, right? He's like, nope, this doesn't come with anything but the mattress.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, we went from a queen to a king, so my old bed frame doesn't work.
Right.
It's a queen size, and
right.
I don't have, you know. And so, yeah, so I went out and spent this exorbitant amount of money on a bed, thinking that that was going to be all set up, and now we have a bed sitting on the floor.
What?
Dumb.
And they wouldn't even... I feel like that's something they'd, like, throw in or something. Like, you also get this, or, like, they should at least warn you or something.
I thought it was clear that I got what was sitting, you know, I was like, okay, so this is what it is and blah, blah, blah. And it sits on this. And I even looked at the, the way that the bed frame went together, and I talked about it with the guy, and then these guys that deliver it, they're like, those are just like for the store. They're just like the store displays. They're not even like, oh, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so dumb.
I don't know, man. I feel like I don't know. I don't feel like this is all your fault.
Well, they said this happens a lot.
Well, there. So then they should definitely make sure that you know that before you leave.
I didn't look too smart in front of my wife, though.
Oh.
Because she wasn't with me when I bought the bed.
Right. Okay.
We decided that our bed was uncomfortable, so we decided to get this pull up a mattress that was downstairs that my in-laws usually sleep on, pull it upstairs and swap it out. Well, she hated the old mattress. I hated the swapped out mattress. And I'm like, this sucks. Neither one of us are happy. And I just hauled off one day and thought I was going to be smart and I'm just going to buy a bed without her.
Oh, wow. It's bold. Yeah, so, that's a bold
yeah,
move.
I just was like, you know what? What would He-Man do? He-Man would fix the problem.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
So I went and I'm like, you know, so I went to the store, bought a bed. And then I came home and I'm like, hey, surprise. Merry Christmas. Got us a nice bed. King size. Nice.
We get to choose our hard or softness and it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah. See, I mean, I knew that we both liked them because ever since we slept on that one that weekend, we were like, oh, those things are neat, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I knew it was going to be a good decision.
Sure.
But, so she was like, oh, this is great. And how much did you spend? And I showed her and she's like, wow, that's a lot of money. I'm like, yeah, but you should see this thing. Beautiful wood frame. It looks nice. Well, that, none of that.
Talking up the frame.
Yeah, the frame. You got to see how this thing looks. It's going to be beautiful. Now we look like a couple of teenagers in an apartment.
Yeah. Been there.
So was I, but not at 42.
Well, there you are.
Here I am. The good news is all I need to do is get a regular old king-size bed frame. We'll be back in business. But
yeah, there you go. King-size beds are where it's at, man.
You might as well get separate bedrooms.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it's like...
You don't even know they're there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, wow. I don't. And then, like, I told my wife, and, you know, after a couple of days, I'm like, you know, so what you been up to? Because I don't see you anymore.
Right. So. It's true, man. It's crazy. I think we went from I don't even think we had a queen. I think we might have had a full or something like that. And then we busted up to a king.
We're too robust for those beds.
Yeah. You know, tell me those about are for, it.
Those are for normal people who keep themselves in shape.
Well, I think that might have been part of it, too. Like, because I haven't gotten smaller since her and I have been together. So you kind of got to grow with
everything. So there's the lamest story in the world that no one wanted to hear. Do you have something worse, Jeremy?
Nothing has really happened. It's been pretty boring. I've been working. That's about it. I got my Toka and Razar NECA Ninja Turtle figures today.
Nice.
So that's about, like, action figures. That's all. That's it. I've just got figures. I got this pig head guy from Sunman.
I love that. Now we can talk about that. That's on topic because that is a very that's from Sunman.
Yes, and it's very Masters of the Universe. I got him from a buddy at work. He actually showed me him a while ago. And said that his wife had it, and she just kind of been holding on to it. She got it at a garage sale or something for like a buck or two or something, or like a thrift, whatever, you know. And he's like, you know what this is? I'm like, oh yeah, I know what that is. Like, that's, you know, he's pretty sought after figure, you know. And so we talk at work, and usually we bond over, like, he's about 10 years younger, but he's way into Ninja Turtles. Like, he collects Ninja Turtles vintage right now and stuff, so we always talk about Ninja Turtles. And I got him some figures, some of the NECA ones, over, I don't know, the last few months or so. And he owes me some money for them. He's had some car problems, and he's like, dude, can I? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I know where you work, you know. And then one day... His wife didn't want to give up the figure, but he kind of snuck it, I guess, out of the room and just brought it to work and said, here, man, just take him. Just take him. He's going to a good home. Like, that's awesome. So
I mean, I just love the 80s-ness of that. You know, he's got like pink wrist gauntlets. He's got green skin, a blue chest, a green face, a blue helmet that matches his chest for some reason.
Yeah, with the pink horns.
Pink horns. I mean, he's ridiculously pink wonderful.
Pink fur on the boots.
Yeah.
He's got the blue boots, and the blue is like a just a wonderful bright color. The and the underwear actually is kind of scaly, so it's not like fur. It's scales. See that? Yeah.
It's almost like merman-y.
Yeah, and and of course his teeth, like those are the weirdest part. He's got like the tusks or whatever. He's got like two on one side and one on the other, and they are not balanced at all.
No, they're just all crazy. But no, I mean that's a good score.
Yeah, these are some of my favorite, you know, things. I love the little knockoffs and stuff like that, and bootlegs and anything that resembles He-Man stuff, because I pretty much have all of the vintage figures, so now I have to collect things that are like that. So
yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so that's all what right. I've been up to.
Well, let's get into some Masters of the Universe.
Let's do it. How about some news? All right,
Jeremy, I'd like to hear the news.
All right. So last episode, we spoke about Spector Creative on YouTube, otherwise known as Scott Toy Guru Knightlick. And those of you who are in the know that he was brand manager for Masters of the Universe, for Mattel, for what, good 10, 12, something years, something like that. Mainly through Masters of the Universe Classics before... I don't know, like until like 2016 or so. But anyway, he's been releasing tons of videos on YouTube, a lot about the toy industry, and it's not all He-Man and the Masters of the Universe stuff, but there is a lot of Masters of the Universe stuff. So he released a part two to the Wonder Bread Savage He-Man mystery, speculating exactly where he believes the figure came from. Because in the first video, we learned that for certain that he was a part of a buy three, get one free promotion. That lady wrote in from, you know, our neck of the woods. But the thing we didn't know is why they chose him as the free figure. So, I mean, like, why were people getting a brown-haired He-Man when they're buy three, get one free? Well, basically, he says he extrapolates and he can't say it's for sure, but he's basically saying... at this point, that the reason why they had this brown-haired He-Man with, you know, black boots and all that stuff, it was not because it was a Conan the Barbarian thing, because we know that Mattel was looking into getting the license for that and producing figures, but then they read the script and they were like, yeah, this isn't really kid-friendly. So he's saying that they would not have had access to what he would look like, at least in the movie, I'm assuming. But he did say that since Conan has black hair, that there's basically no way that he's based on Conan because he has brown hair. That's only one part, but I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Now, I mean, if I was going to be played devil's advocate, I would say, yeah, but Schwarzenegger Conan has brown hair.
That is true, and I thought that as well, but so I guess that's possible, but then again, who knows? Because maybe they wouldn't know what he would look like for the movie yet, you know? Maybe his hair would be black in the movie or something like that, so... but basically, and I wrote some of this stuff down because I'm not smart to remember these things, so he says the movie was still in pre-production, his hair wasn't black, and they never actually had the license, so why would they have produced a figure for it? That would basically cost them money. He also says that when making exclusives, Mattel specifically would usually just do like repaints or change a head or like Flock Beastman, you know, like in 2000X and stuff like that. And basically, it's to get out an exclusive on the cheap, you know, that didn't cost a lot of money. So in this situation, giving it away for free, they just want to give away as little as possible, thus just repainting He-Man in an odd deco. And his reasoning is because they wanted to in that color, you know, there was no reasoning. It was before Faker, so it wasn't like a Faker or anything like that. He said as far as the accessories go, too, like the Mandy weapons that he came with, the random ones, he says they decided to just basically to give him something, cast the Grayskull weapons because it would be cheap. They already have the molds. Do them in a different color and then throw random ones into the packages. Some people have said they've gotten like a shield. Some people got nothing, like that lady that complained. Some people have gotten the swords and maybe an axe and, you know, who knows? It was just kind of random.
I can get behind that one as a theory, because I mean we're never going to have hard exact proof.
No,
you know, but I get behind that one, and the reason I kind of think it's kind of interesting is if you go back, I think it's episode, is it 40? Is the search for Wonder?
Yeah.
Or the search for Wonder Bread?
Something like
that's
that.
That's when I got my Wonder Bread. It's cool because well, you can go back and listen to that whole thing if you haven't heard it.
It was a fun episode.
It was a fun episode. But, back, I got my Wonder Bread in a box of vintage He-Mans, old vintage, very early He-Mans that were all, like, long strap, 19, you know, the belly button, early figures. And almost all of the figures, and there was probably 30 figures in that box, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
Almost all of them were complete.
Yes.
So wherever these came from, the kid or whoever, they kept all their weapons together. I mean, it was all thrown in the box, but when we started piecing them out, we're like, oh my gosh, complete figure, complete figure, complete figure. Wow. And there's a Wonder Bread in this box. And he only had that Manny Faces shield. Well, I'm not saying he had it. There was a Manny Faces, Manny Weapons shield in that box.
Right.
So it's reasonable to believe that that might be the shield and maybe the only weapon that my Wonder Bread came with.
True. Yeah.
Being that everything else was so complete.
Right. And so his theory after that, or his extrapolation, was that when that lady sent that letter, and then they were like, yeah, we are kind of gypping people, you know. So he said at that point they most likely stopped sending out the figure, which would stop sending out those weapons. So then all of a sudden they had a bunch of these extra weapons. And what are they going to do with them? They found the next figure in the run was Manny Faces. So they had a running change and added weapons with them to get rid of them. And, and, you know, I don't know anything. This guy's been in the business. He knows the inner workings of Mattel, and he's saying based on what he knows about the business and blah, blah, blah. You know, you'll have to watch it. It's actually pretty cool.
Well, there certainly is evidence to back up what he's saying.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah. And
is it the only way things could have gone, though?
No, and that's his thing, too. He's like, you know, it's all him basically being Batman, you know? He's doing as much detective work as he can, and he's gotten the closest, you know, to figuring out exactly what this guy is, you know, with actual proof and stuff. So it's pretty cool. I don't know.
Enjoyable. It's enjoyable to watch, though.
Yeah, definitely. And as far as, like, the extra figures, I think he said something about they may have just been like giveaways, like retail, just send some to retail or something and they could just give them away, or different like internal events for Mattel or something. So there's probably other ways that the figure got out as well, but at least not to the, you know, buy three get one free people. I don't know I don't know anybody who did that promotion back in the day, and I don't know what figures they got or anything like that, so I'm assuming it was some of the early ones, though. So
yeah,
I don't know. I thought it was pretty interesting.
It is interesting.
There's other stuff on his channel too, like he talked about the new movie, you know, and why it's so hard for it to get made, and he basically goes through all this stuff and says, you know, in the end, to get the movie you want, it's going to at least have to be a 200, was it billion? It was a million. It had to be a million. It's a billion. $200 million movie to get, you know, the Eternia and all that, and like the CG, everything to look glorious. He says, then you're going to want to promote it like crazy, which is the way he breaks it down. It's like another $200 million. In the end, this is a $400 million movie, you know? Are we going to have enough people coming out to see that movie to justify it being made, you know?
Yes.
I think we should do a Kickstarter. All 1,000 He-Man fans out there can throw in the money and we'll just fund this $400 million movie. I think it'd only be like $200,000 a piece or something.
You know, I
didn't do the math, by the way.
I feel because I'm such a dork, at my work I have a shelf and there's toys on that shelf. And I have a couple He-Man things in my office. A pop culture shock statue with He-Man raising the sword and just a couple things sitting around. And I've also got in there my 112 collective collection from Mezco, which is it's all X-Men figures so far and Popeye. And I've got Hot Toys Iron Man up, and my point of telling you all this is that they're recognizable. I've got Hot Toys Captain America up. I've got Hot Toys Deadpool up in my office on the shelf. More often than not, if someone mentions what I have in my office, they go right to He-Man.
Really?
Ooh, I remember He-Man. I remember that cartoon. I remember that.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
What He-Man do you have there?
It's a pop culture shock statue of him holding the sword.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Oh. And I have something else that's He-Man. Oh, well, my computer screensaver is He-Man.
Okay.
It's a Earl Norum picture.
Okay.
I don't have two. That's the two things that people will notice in my office. And I just find that funny that because you've got Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man standing there, and
right.
People seem to always gravitate towards. Oh, I remember He-Man. Hits him in. When I was a kid or when I was younger, even my brother loved it. He was younger than me, but I remember that. You don't see that too often, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I think if they did make a He-Man movie and it did look cool and the previews hit and you're like seeing this crazy Eternia world and it hit people in the feels, I think you'd get a lot more than the hardcore.
Oh, interested in this thing. I do too. I don't. It's weird because all we're doing is kind of, guessing.
Speculating.
Yeah, but...
Sure.
But I just... I don't know. Maybe I'm just scared, Like, I don't see a lot of interest from random people, But I, maybe a big trailer comes out and this beautiful... I mean, look, nobody knew what the hell Avatar was, right? And that thing, people went to it like crazy. He-Man's got a little bit of a name for himself. Maybe there's hope. I know us fans would most likely go. I mean, depending on who they choose to play him and, what style they go in and, how he looks, all that type of stuff. I'm basically looking at He-Man right now, because I know they're going to put pants on him. No matter what they do, they're going to put pants on him. So it just breaks my heart.
Yeah. And we've had this conversation a million times,
sure.
But... that's just I don't even want to repeat myself.
Well, it was just interesting hearing his point of view on it because it kind of broke it down and made it realize why Sony is pretty scared to put that movie out, or hesitant at least, and maybe they're just waiting to see how well these new cartoons and the toy line do and stuff like that, which might if there's enough interest, boom, they're gonna jump on it. But I guess we'll see.
We will.
Next news. It's basically there's figures out in the stores, guys. Run to your local Walmarts and whatever else you may find. Either the Masters of the WWE Universe or the new Mega Constructs Wave. I think it's Wave 4 of the WWE Universe have come out. I have most of them. Seth Rollins, The Fiend, Jake the Snake, and then there's Mr. T. Also the Rattlesnake Mountain. Wrestling Ring is out. Pre-orders are available on sites like Entertainment Earth and stuff like that for $50. Or you can go what's that?
Will that be in stores?
I have no idea. No idea. I would hope that it would. I mean, the other one made it to stores with the figures.
Yeah.
They have the one, the one's clogging the shelves right now without any figures on it, but the Grayskull Ring I'm referring to.
Right.
But yeah, this one, you can get it from Walmart right now, too, at least online, for like $61, $62. It says free delivery, so I don't know. Kind of works out to be about the same. And that one comes with Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and those are...
You're damn right!
Brother! Yeah, it's pretty awesome. That Hulk Hogan's pretty sweet. I'm not a huge wrestling fan, as I've said on here before, but Hulk Hogan, of course, was always, you know, he pop culture icon, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm excited for both of these guys.
Yeah, did you?
Austin's probably my number one of all time favorite, so.
Awesome.
I'm really happy.
Really?
To get,
Austin is your number one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Yeah. It makes sense.
I was old enough to get really, start making fun of Hogan. Like, when I was really little, I was like, oh, Hogan. And then when I was like, I got to a certain age where I was like, all he does is do a leg drop and act like he can't hear people, hear the crowd.
Right. Because,
you know, can't hear you. And yeah. So I kind of started to kind of think Hogan was boring until later on when he went heel.
When his beard was black and white?
Yes. Then I thought, Hollywood Hogan. I thought, now he's kind of fun again. But, no, Austin was my guy, and so I'm very excited to have that one in the collection.
Yeah, they're fun. It's a better ring too than the other one. It just looks cooler. The four snake heads coming up off it, and I don't know. It's fun.
You see those foot pegs on top of the snakes?
Yeah, is that what they are? Are
That's
they foot pegs?
Said. I don't have it yet.
Yeah,
so.
I noticed that they're in none of the pictures. If you look at any of the like. Pictures online or anything, they don't show those pegs, but they are there in every picture I've seen of people that have gotten them. So to me, they look like, I thought they were probably foot pegs. Either that or it was a mistake and they left them all on there. So but yeah, I guess, I mean, it's weird, like they'd have to stand up there like on one foot balancing or something, but I guess it could look like they were jumping off it or something
if they would stay. Yeah. that'd be really,
I actually haven't tried that. Sitting right over there too.
I can't. You got Austin and I don't.
Hang on, stay right there. I'll be right back.
Oh, he's going to get it. I can't wait. Grab the figures. I want to see them. That's how we roll here at the Podcasters of the Universe. We're just going to start playing with toys. Hopefully, you all enjoy as we do so. Oh, we got a Grayskull
Trying to.
And now we've.
I don't want to drop it. I got to put my headphones back on. Okay, stay.
Mountain themed.
Stay. Okay.
Jeremy's back, kind of.
Here I am, kind of. So you see it? Can you see it?
Oh yeah, I see it.
Yeah, this thing's pretty cool. We'll take Hogan.
Oh, Hogan in the red and yellow. Say your prayers. Take your vitamins.
I mean, I think it could
really
work, but...
What's that, Jeremy?
I think that it could work, but hang on, let me...
It looks like you're trying awfully hard to get that foot peg to go in that heel.
It fits. That's all I can tell you. If you want to get him to stay on there, I don't know. That seems a little dangerous to me. I don't suggest it. But yeah, there's Stone Cold.
There he is, Austin, with his vest on. Anyone wants to see me kick Hulk Hogan's ass, give me a hell yeah.
He's got kind of like snake eyes, which is pretty cool.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I don't know. That's probably going to be hard for you to see. But
yeah, I can't see that. It's blurring out up
there.
Yeah,
maybe it'll focus. Maybe not. Maybe if I hide my own face. Yeah, probably not.
So it's not just a... Oh, I see it. It just went in. They're like yellow with red irises.
Yep.
Oh, well, crazy. I kind of expected him to... There'll probably be another version of him. I can't imagine.
I would assume, yeah. He's pretty cool, though. Rattlesnake on the back there. And what I love are these snake arm pieces, man.
They're pretty cool.
And the jaws are articulated, too.
They are on the snakes?
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to set the ring down. Hang on.
I can't wait to have Stone Cold giving Skeletor a stunner.
I know, I figure you're probably going to have some pretty good pictures. Yeah, he's pretty awesome. And you can, yep, close it. Close it and open it. It kind of looks like Rattler's head. So.
Sure.
Yeah, really neat. And Hogan, of course, looks pretty
take
sweet.
His, can you take his head off or whatever that is?
Yeah.
There's that bald.
Bald head, yep.
That's fun.
He's got the rips in the back of his armor.
Now, that's interesting, because isn't that... Okay, so that's got to be a classic's armor.
Definitely. It's very bulky on him.
But it has the rips in the back of the shirt.
Yep.
Like the slots that he always had cut into the back of his shirt.
Yep, so that's definitely a new piece.
They had to add or subtract.
Yes, alter one plastic. At least, yeah.
Because I'm guessing that has got to be the Flying Fist He-Man?
It looks to be, armor? Yes. Yep, Flying Fist He-Man. Yep. Very, very bulky, though. It's like
it looks too big on him.
So
I bet
much room
looks...
to spare.
Oh, yeah, I might have to customize that. Or
Yeah, you probably could by trimming the sides or whatever, make it a little tighter on him. But, I mean, still
probably
pretty cool.
Better with it off.
Yeah, well...
Oh, he's gonna tear it apart.
Yeah,
love
pull
it.
His head right off, and he does look better. He looks better just like himself. You know what I mean?
All right, brother. There it is.
Yep, and he and the cuffs, they're just painted, just white paint, but it looks good.
His wristbands.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
Nice.
I dig him. Yeah. So, and his helmet's pretty neat. It's got little studs on the top. So, I don't know.
There we go.
Yeah. Pretty cool. And he comes with a red battle axe.
Okay.
So, yeah. Good stuff, man. I don't know. These things are fun. And I don't, I'm not the biggest wrestling fan, like I've said already. But they are just so much fun. Of course, we've talked about that a bunch on here. But... so anyway, those are available to purchase right now. Also, Mega Constructs Wave 3 of figures is out. There's Fistos, Stinkor, Battle Armor Faker, Tila with her snake armor, and an Evil Lyn repaint. She's kind of in black and purple, and her skin's pretty pale. Kind of looks sort of 2000X-y, I think.
Sure.
So, sexy 2000X-y.
There we go.
So those are available too. I guess we have yet to get those. They're kind of hard to find around here, guys. So there we go. That's all the news I got.
That's it. Moving on.
Yes. Well, might as well move right on to, we actually got a box.
We do.
We did. And we do. And it showed up on my doorstep. A rather large box, actually, from Mr. Jim Bagtaz.
Jim Bagtaz!
Yes. And there's a letter, so I'm going to grab that and open it. I have missed letters before when people have sent us stuff, and I feel like a jerk, so I'm going to make sure I get this.
Well, nice. Grab your...
Yes.
Grab your box. Now, this is going to be... This is... Oh, he's showing it to me. It's got POTU written on the envelope.
Yep. It's got a underlined, so it's very important. All big letters, POTU.
Absolutely. Well, if it's got POTU on it, it is important.
Very important. You guys are too good. Man, we get sent some of the coolest stuff from you guys, and we don't deserve it at all.
I think I do.
Yeah, I mean, you do.
I feel like I'm owed it.
Clearly.
I'm kidding.
This is...
podcast.
From JBB Customs. Hey, I know who drew that art. Matthew Rodriguez, right? Jim Bagtaz. He's got his papers where...
Woo! Yeah,
little emblem up in the corner and stuff. This is fun.
Hey, it's all professional.
Yeah. So it says, Jeremy and Steve. Do you like Jeremy and Steve or Steve and Jeremy?
Cool. I think you should come first.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you. It kind of flows better, though, doesn't it?
You always come first in my life.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to say Steve and Jeremy, but if you insist. Okay. Jeremy and Steve. Hey, fellas. I hope this holiday season brings you plenty of Masters of the Universe goodness. Please find enclosed some tokens of appreciation from a fan. Sorry if you already have any of the items. If so, you can always use them for next year's contest. And that is actually what happens. If people send us stuff that we already have, we will take them and recycle them and give them back to fans. So, keep up the amazing work. Happy holidays to you and yours. Yours truly, Jim Bagtaz.
Nice.
Thanks, Jim. Make sure you guys check out JBB Customs. He's got some good stuff.
For sure.
So, you want me to open yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll open yours for you. This is the part I hate about not being together, is like I have to open Steve's stuff for him.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was packaged very well. This is heavy. Okay, so you have this big box.
Okay.
It says your name on it. Also it underlined. Very important capital letters. Ah, dude.
This is like my first Christmas present.
It is. For the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? You got...
Oh, nice.
Mega Constructs Evil Lyn.
Mega Constructs Evil Lyn.
It is, okay. There's big... I'm going to do the small stuff first. Fisto.
My favorite.
Yes. Tila.
Tila.
Yep. She does have the snake armor.
Is that the first time we've seen the snake armor?
I believe so. Yeah, I don't think we've seen that yet.
Mega Construct likes their variants, so I kind of get lost in what we've got.
Right. We got a battle armor Faker. Very sure. Cool. Very cool. You have a pop vinyl
Mosquito. Look at that. That's cool.
He's
I don't have that.
Awesome. this is fun. You have a Transformers More Than Meets the Eye Earthquake story book.
Well, that's good. Is that like a, it looks like one of those Find Your Fate books, is it?
I don't think so.
No.
Nope. It's just a... Okay. It's a book, and there are a few drawings in there.
Well, nice.
Very good drawings, too. That is pretty
cool. I like old books.
Yeah. Those are some of the coolest things. That's still something missing. This is pretty awesome.
Ooh, you know what? That is cool, because I have not bought that.
The new version of the Masters of the Universe original series, the complete series of the animated cartoon. And this is the brand new one with the red cover and looks all explosion-y and awesome. And it also, I think this is the one, doesn't it contain like, it has the Power of Grayskull documentary on here too.
Oh, it does?
Yes. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, early concepts.
I wasn't aware.
Illustrations and Hope, Honor, Heart, The Origin of She-Ra, and Saturday Morning Legacy of Filmation. So, I don't know how much of that stuff was on old videos or anything, but this is pretty sweet.
I've seen that in the stores, and every time I see it, I don't have enough cash to grab it.
Right. I've seen it now, too, and it's been at pretty decent prices. I'm like, can't do it. That's awesome.
Thank you, sir.
And
much appreciated.
Now I shall reach into my box. Okay, my box is it's big, but it's taller and deeper. So this is I gotta reach in here, hit the mic. Well, right off the top, he got it for me too.
Oh, nice!
That's awesome, man. I have like every other version but this one, so. That's cool.
Yeah, I wish I would have. I wish I wouldn't have passed on the version you have with the Castle Grayskull.
Yeah. I'm glad I got it for free.
You did.
Yeah, through that Mill Creek's sent him that submission of like why I was a huge He-Man fan. Oh my God, my collection was wimpy compared to what it is now. But I think I got on there because my daughter was dressed as She-Ra at the end, and she was like five.
Yeah, you cheated.
Yeah, they didn't even show me at all, and I know that I had my face in there, and then I turned it around, showed off my collection. Yeah. They showed like 2 seconds of my stuff, and it was like, and my daughter!
That's like taking your puppy to the beach, and when, you know, chicks come up and pet your dog, and you're like, yeah.
It's true, but I mean, it wasn't like it was disingenuous. My kid absolutely loved He-Man and She-Ra at the time, so it worked out. But yeah, it's a cool box set. Anyway, the next thing I got here is a Hot Wheels Mario Kart.
Woo!
Mario in a cart.
That's cool.
I do not have that. Holy crap, dude.
And everybody, if you don't know, Jeremy is a huge Nintendo fan.
Oh my God.
Of all the characters of Nintendo.
Oh, yes.
So Jim knows us well.
He does, he's been paying attention. A Waluigi Mario Kart.
Nice.
Oh, fell. There's some more stuff at the back. Okay. A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Hot Wheels Monster Trucks.
Ooh, it's like Leonardo and Raphael.
Yep.
But in monster truck form.
Yeah, those are giant.
Hot Wheels is really getting into the pop culture stuff, aren't they?
They sure are. All over the place, man. There's actually, you know, that could have been thrown in the news, too, now that I think about it. I think they have more... Masters of the Universe, like cars and stuff coming out.
Vehicles?
Not of replicas of the toys, but like just regular cars with like paint jobs on them that have He-Man stuff.
The Wind Raider is the only one they've done
so far, but they have a Land Shark. I think some people have been finding the Land Shark.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. And I too have
a new Mega Construct.
The Mega Construct. So. Well, take that back from the previous... Oh, no, there's more. Look at this. A card wallet. And it's Mario.
Man, you are Nintendo'd up.
You know what's crazy is I was just talking last night about how I needed a wallet that could actually like hold cards and stuff because I'm sick of having like 15 cards and my wallets don't work. This is awesome, man. I'm Mario'd up. For sure. Hang on, I'm going to keep digging here because... It just keeps going to the bottom. Yep, there's a shy guy on a cart.
Yes.
We got a big mess over here. And Battle Armor Faker. And that's it. Reached the bottom. Man, Jim, that's way too cool, dude. That is awesome. Oh, did I?
Way nice.
My headphones.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man, we don't deserve that stuff, but happy holidays, man. Merry Christmas, all that stuff. It's coming up. It's our, well, it's Steve's favorite time of year, right? It's fair to say that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, mine's Halloween, but Christmas has been growing exponentially over the years. This year I'm kind of pushing to kind of get in the spirit because, I don't know, things are kind of weird. You know, it's just the whole year. But
things are kind of weird.
Holidays being canceled and all that type of stuff with our families. It's just kind of lame. But I still love it. And I know Steve loves it a lot. And you've been kind of helping me over the years kind of grow an appreciation for the holidays. So, yeah. Good times, huh?
I wish you could come over and have a viewing party with me of some of some of my favorite Christmas movies.
You know, and there's, like, It's a Wonderful Life. I've never seen it. And, right, and I like told Laura, I said, you know, all these people, well, people that I hold dear in my heart anyway, have been talking about how this movie's like, you got to see it type of thing. You know, it's
knowing
like,
you,
yeah.
You will cry tears of joy at the end.
I'm pretty good at holding in a cry, man, but lately, last couple of years, man, those things are just falling out. Like, it's like, you know how. You know, like when you get older, you like probably got to wear a diaper again. It's like, that's how my tears are now. They just kind of fall out.
It is so weird how age does that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see this. I see this really big with my dad.
All the gaskets are getting blown out.
Well, I mean, just emotionally, though. I mean, I'm seeing this with my father because my dad was like the toughest guy in the world. You know, he like ate nails for breakfast and had no heart and would, you know, spank me, and he always threatened to bust me upside the head with a piece of pipe. Those are exactly how he used to say it.
Nice.
Get over here, I'll bust you upside the head with a piece of pipe. And And now that he's like an old 75-year-old dude, he's all like, he's just so more calmer and more gentle and more emotional and more huggy and yeah. more everything. And I'm like, I tease him. I'm like, you know, you're a shadow of the man you used to be.
You used to put me in line.
Yeah.
Now I'm putting you in line. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we get older, like we start seeing, looking down the, you know, the road to death.
To be, whoa, come on.
To be positive and fun and spunky about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That took a turn.
That's crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
So where are we headed now?
Well, let's see here. Actually, we can. Do you want to go over those WW figures at all?
Well, might as well. They're master. They're Motu now.
Heck yeah! So why don't we do that? We'll do a little figure review of those, huh?
All right. Do you have yours open?
I do. Yep.
Okay.
I do not have Mr. T though.
But I do.
So, I figure I'll see him at some point.
You will. So where are we starting?
Let's start with this dude that I don't know at all. The guy, what's his name?
He's
the
Bray Wyatt.
Sure, the Fiend.
The Fiend.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a modern guy. I'm not real familiar with him. I know that is he wears that mask. It's like he's got like two alter egos, and I'm gonna get corrected on this stuff, so I shouldn't even talk. But
fair enough,
because I'm not the guy to ask about modern stuff. But he's creepy. I can tell that from the or he can be creepy. I can tell that from the clips I've seen of him doing, like, he does like this upside down walk that's kind of crazy.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, he like does this bridging kind of weird. I don't know. I can't even explain it. Walks on his hands, but arched back and looks at people upside down. It's weird. But the coolest thing I've seen on that thing is the articulation of the jaw.
Yeah, it's kind of, he's kind of got the trap jaw thing going on, but he doesn't, like, he doesn't look anything like him, but I mean, he's got the jaw that's articulated like trap jaw.
Yeah.
And then he actually has the weapons for interchangeability for his hands.
See, they're fitting on his back quite nicely.
Pretty decent. Like, you gotta, I think I actually had to take the vest off and fit them in there.
Okay, so for those of you at home who can't see, he's got a vest on, and there's two holes in the vest, and he comes with trap jaw like weapons that plug into his wrists.
Yes.
And they,
one is an axe, and one is like a ball with spikes on it.
Yes, and they have the hooks in them, just like trap jaw's weapons kind of do. And they plug into the back of his vest so he could stow them on his back.
Yep. It's just kind of weird because, like, the axe here kind of points in. But, I mean, it goes right to his side. So, like, it works out. It fits all right. I don't remember if it was him or if it was Trapjaw where... Oh, it might have been Trapjaw where his weapons wouldn't fit in his belt very, very well. Like, you had to kind of warm it up just a little bit and kind of get in there. So, I don't know if you have Trapjaw yet, but...
No, I don't. Okay, it's just the one I'm missing.
Yeah, be aware of that one. Just be careful when you're shoving them in there, because you don't want to break the little tab off your weapons there. But anyway, yeah. So this dude got the nice little dreadlocks, and I do kind of like the one piece of hair at the top. You know.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? That's like the hook for Trapjaw.
Oh yeah, it is. So they are giving him a trap jaw vibe, but it's not a vibe that hits you in the face.
Nope. It's like if Trap Jaw was a normal dude, maybe this would be him. Normals in quotes. the one thing I did notice, though, so he's got these two armbands on this side.
Yeah.
One is supposed to go, like, on his forearm here, and it is way too big.
Oh, okay.
So,
how do you know it's supposed to go on his forearm?
In all the pictures I've seen.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, like, drawings and stuff like that, and maybe even in the cross-cell art or whatever. But, yeah, it's definitely, like, upper bicep stuff, so good luck. But still, pretty cool for a guy that I know nothing about, you know?
Yeah, he's just creepy-looking, which is always fun, and he looks good with Masters of the Universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
As he is.
I agree. Let's see. I haven't actually opened this guy yet. Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins, part of the Shield, or was.
The Shield. What's the Shield?
I don't know what they're doing now.
What is the Shield? Is that just like a team?
It was. I mean, again, I shouldn't be answering these questions, but the Shield was a three-man team of the... I'm not even going to say who was in it.
Okay.
Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and...
Yeah, I noticed
that... I always forget the other guy.
He's got, like, a look that's similar to another wrestler we've gotten already, so...
Yes, okay. Roman Reigns. He looks kind of, like, similar, in especially in toy form.
Yes.
But, yeah, they always wear, like, tactical gear, and they would come down and... I don't know, invade a match, and that's back when I watched it a little bit.
Okay.
When I was back in for a second. And, yeah, but anyways, they're doing a... I can tell you this, they're doing a Zodak theme with him.
Yeah, with he's definitely got Zodak's armor there.
Yep.
But with, like, a gold, like a dark gold, maybe even, like, I don't know, copper... More copper color in there. I actually really like that color.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know what's the deal with the back. Does Zodak have something like that? Like for the classics? The back of
I
it
think
like that?
That is classic Zodak armor.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Man, I could tell you in about 2 seconds, but I don't know if it's worth it.
Okay. I guess it doesn't really matter. But,
it's gotta be though.
Yeah, I would assume most of these things are. So, other than that, I mean, he looks like a metal dude, long hair, beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, black paint around the wrists and black boots, black pants. He's got the sort of copper inlay designs on him and. I don't know, kind of boring looking by himself. He just looks kind of like a normal dude. But I do love, and I don't have it open yet, but I do love the sword it comes with, which I believe was Drago Man's? Like a
yes.
copy of Drago Man's. But it's more orange.
Yeah, it's kind of
like
got the translucent orange.
Yeah. I really like that sword. That's really cool.
It is a fun sword. Drago Man's sword, and doesn't he have a little pistol?
Does he?
Thought he had a Zodak pistol.
I don't know, unless I lost it or something.
Oh, maybe he doesn't.
I don't see it down here.
Interesting. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. Or I didn't get one. Unless it's on the back here. It doesn't really fit his hand very well, does it? Oh, I guess it's alright. Alright. Pretty cool. Yeah. And of course, I dig this dude a lot. Jake the Snake. Very colorful. I don't know what his colors were back in the day, but
that's pretty close.
Pretty close.
I mean,
yeah.
if you take the chest armor off, he had tights that were very darn similar.
I actually really like his armor with that. I mean, it's got the snake insignia there on the chest. This looks like it was battle armor, but like repurposed now. It doesn't have a plate you can change out, and I don't even know if you can pop that out or not. I didn't really try to.
I think it's glued. Okay. It's glued or stuck somehow.
The sides do kind of look bulky because of those pieces that stick out there.
Yeah.
But
have you taken it off?
No.
You know what's under there, right?
Oh wait, maybe I. I think I saw. Did you send us pictures or something?
I might have. I think I did.
All right. Well,
you take his head off to get that off. I mean, you don't have to, but it makes it a lot easier.
Okay, I'm doing that. Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's see if I can actually get this armor off. This armor.
So obviously, Jake the Snake here is a King Hiss themed character.
Yeah, and this armor is actually hard plastic. Where,
it is.
Where
and
most
it's
of the stuff
difficult
is
to
rubbery.
To mess with.
Bendy. Yes, this is pretty awesome. His chest has kind of like this glossy snake pattern.
Snake skin.
Yeah, snake skin on there. And yeah,
scaly.
Yeah, it does kind of almost looks like it has that, it looks like snake skin, kind of just the way it's shining, you know, a little glittery, but a little, I don't know, it looks like snake skin.
Very cool.
And of course, the coolest feature, I think anyway, is the fact that you can just peel his face right off, showing off the sweet, snake face underneath.
Yeah.
So it's a.
And what's so cool about it, in my opinion?
Well, he's still got the mullet. Snake man with a mullet? No. Okay, go ahead.
It's just that when he has his human mask on,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look oversized or it doesn't look weird.
No, and they did a really good job. If you didn't know about that, it would take a minute to go, oh, wait, his face comes off.
Yeah, they pulled that off really good.
Yeah, slides right out. It does not look bad, so pretty cool. And, then, of course, his big rubbery snake that he comes with, which is fun.
Yes, of course, Damien.
Oh, he had a name. That makes sense. That's how uneducated I am on these. Those are all the figures. They all come with mini comics. And those are all the figures that I have.
And a lot of those mini comics are definitely odes to some wrestling stuff. Of course, I'm not going to recognize the newer stuff, so I can't tell you anything about it. But I do know that there's they show the Macho Man in there and under the Jake with Jake the Snake.
Okay.
And he's got snakes, and there's a classic encounter with Jake and him where Macho Man got bit by Damien.
Oh, really?
And I think that's why they used Macho Man in that.
Oh, brilliant. Well, that's fun.
Fun stuff, huh?
Yeah. And that would leave us with Mr. T.
Now, I have Mr. T. He's a great figure. He looks like Mr. T. His face sculpt is great. He obviously has the Fisto and Jitsu hands. One's a left and one's a right. So you can have them both on him at one time. They just slide over his regular hands.
Which for the,
they're gold.
For the record, they stole our idea.
They did. They did. They stole our idea. So, and I mean, he's just a fun figure. He has some chest armor. It's a little oversized. It's like King Randor's.
Yeah, it looks like Randor's.
Armor, and it is bulky to the point where it's very hard for him to put his arms down.
Okay.
The way it's cut, his arms kind of have to stick out to the side.
Okay.
Like a guy walks after he's been lifting weights and he thinks his lats right. are too big. So
Hans and Franz.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah, but he is a fun figure, and I think the best thing about him is the card art or the card name.
Yes.
Because he is the heroic pitier of fools.
So good.
It's just ridiculous. And I love it.
And that figure, like, in and of itself is, like, just, I think it's the absolute best out of all of these wrestling figures. Just in my opinion, it's like, it just epitomizes the 80s right there.
It does.
Mr. T, which was like crossover with everything. I mean, Mr. T was everywhere,
Yes, he was.
His Mother's Day song and...
Oh.
So good. So, yeah, I don't know. I cannot wait to get him. Hopefully they get another wave of these figures in soon. I guess Laura's been looking for him for me, and people at Walmart don't know what the hell's going on. They're like,
so somebody just came in there and stole the Mr. T figure.
Yeah. That's about it. The other day I actually went in there and saw some of these other new ones, and I'm like, man, no Mr. T. Oh, well. One of these days.
We'll get them.
Yeah. I think that's all of them. That's good.
Nice.
Awesome. Man.
Well, I think it's time to move on to listener feedback.
Listener feedback, indeed.
Which we were not able to do on our last episode because it was like a 3-hour-long fiasco.
It did not feel that long, dude. That's all I could say. Like, when it was done, I'm like, there's no way that was 3 hours.
I didn't know. It didn't seem like it.
But, I don't know.
When I saw that file size, I was like, what?
I know, same here. I'm like, now there must have been a bunch of babble or something in there, and I'm like, I did not have to trim much off at all. So, yeah, I guess good thing we didn't, do the listener feedback and stuff. It would have been like a 4-hour episode. You guys would have been bored. Nobody wants to hear us that long.
No.
So, listener feedback. We have Jason Hatch, who says, "Hey, guys, love your show. I just discovered it about a week ago, and it's become my morning ritual. Can't believe."
Nice.
Yeah, heck yeah. "Can't believe I missed out on your awesome Create a Character contest. So cool you guys did that. You both have a great sense of humor and clearly have fun together." I would agree with that. At least we have fun together. "My listener question for your next show is, do you think Masters of the Universe would have suffered more if it was just a Mattel toy line or just a Filmation cartoon?"
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Oh. I think that...
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, everything in the 80s was, you know, if it had a toy, it had a cartoon, pretty much. Although, Muscle were pretty popular, didn't have a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there were some things.
I think because He-Man was already existing before the cartoon.
Already selling. Yeah.
Already selling. I think that the toys without the cartoon would have been better than the cartoon without the toys, although I will readily admit that they both helped each other.
Yeah, that's hard.
I can't see it any other way.
Yeah. That cartoon was, you know, massive, but like, was it massive because of the toys? You know? It's hard to say, man, because yeah, one kind of helped push the other, you know?
For sure.
Yeah, that's hard, man. But I probably would say that I can't choose one. So I'm not gonna.
All right,
fair enough.
Jeremy's pleading the. Now I'm gonna say one. I have a listener feedback that was sent to me directly.
Oh, okay.
And I want to do it now because I don't want to forget.
Fair enough.
So this is from Anthony Halseal.
I like that guy.
Yeah, nice guy. Mm-hmm. "Which versions of which characters do you display in your Grayskull?" Meaning he's talking about Mega Constructs here.
Oh,
it's cool to have it's cool to have multiple Man at Arms, as they look like you could have a squad of them. Same thing with Stratos and the opposite Jetpack with Combo. Hell, even the Beastman Orange and Red versions you could have in there together. But which Sorceress do you use? Which He-Man? Which Skeletor and which Evil Lyn? So, first off, which Sorceress do you use?
Which one came with it? The Temple of... which one came
with it? No, I think it was the regular one, wasn't it?
We already crapped the bed on this one.
I think it's the regular one.
Yeah?
I think Temple of Darkness came with, like, the...
Yeah, the Point Dread, maybe? Is that what it was?
Couldn't be.
My toys are like right over there.
Yes. Because I'm looking at it. It's behind me. I haven't put that together yet, but she's on the box.
Same here. I haven't put mine together yet. Then I would display the castle with the one that came with her. She came with that castle, so that's the one I will display with it.
Same. Now, I will say this, though. With my Mega Constructs figures and my castle and the vehicles we've gotten, I'm not real particular about, like, if I have two He-Mans. I don't care. I just put them on there.
Yeah. Well,
like, I'm different that way with my diorama that I have in my other room. I can't have He-Man and Prince Adam in there because it doesn't make sense in the diorama.
Right.
But with Mega Constructs, I just throw figures around.
Yep.
But if I had to choose one, it would be the original Sorceress, because she's the main girl to me.
Right, and I have this weird part about me anyway, that if that's how she came, if that's how it came, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to display it any other way, because that their intention was that's who that came with, so, you know what I mean?
So, sure.
But yeah, if I had to choose one, I would choose her anyway, so.
Which He-Man?
Once again, it would be the one that came with it, whichever one that is.
I think that's the one that kind of has the mini comic colors.
Yeah.
And that's the one I would pick as well.
Yeah.
just because I like it the best.
Yeah, right. That's definitely my favorite version of He-Man. So,
which Skeletor?
Yeah, I don't know the difference of what they look like.
Well, you have a battle armor.
Oh.
Now.
No, I would still have to go with the one that came with it. If one, yeah, whatever came with the castle, I'll just tell you right now, those are the ones that I will display with it.
I'm not partial to which Skeletor I think is the best, but I will tell you this, as much as I love the Battle Armor He-Man and Battle Armor Skeletor, they don't prioritize in front of the originals to me.
No, nope. They are, they're a variant. They are subpar compared to the original, as great as they are.
Yes. So, and which Evil Lyn? Now, I will tell you, I'll answer first on this one. My favorite Evil Lyn, and I don't know what she came with, is the yellow one.
Yes. Yep. That's like that's the one that belongs with the masses when it comes to anything vintage. That version of her, the yellow. Which is weird because when I got classics, like when I picked up a classics Evil Lyn, I had my choice and I ended up choosing the 2000X Colors one. And now I regret that decision. If I'm going to have one, I want the other one. But anyway. So yeah. Definitely the yellow.
All right. That's that question. Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, that's a running theme with me. Like, if it came with it, if their intention, you know, that's the set. Those are the ones that go with it. So, you know, the Rotan will most likely have, you know, those few that came with that as well as the Point Dread and stuff like that. If they're individual figures, they go on their own side. They don't necessarily go in the bulk of everything. It's just the way I display it. It's kind of... It's weirdly sort of OCD, but not at all. So, okay. Oh no, I totally backed out of it. So now I'm lost. Hang on, I'm almost there, guys. Here we go. Joe Urbank. I've been toying with custom vintage Castle Grayskulls. If you could get a custom Grayskull in any villain's paint scheme or theme, what villain would you choose? And what would you want to stand out the most? And he did send a picture, and he actually posted some on our Facebook group. I don't know if you can see that there, but he did the Grayskull in Skeletor colors. And he also did one with Beastman colors, which I thought was really cool.
That'd be crazy.
I swear that he had another one too, maybe not though, but the Beastman one was nuts. This Skeletor one is pretty sweet, though. I mean, he even did the, right underneath, like, the top of the skull. You can see it's, like, green in there.
Yeah.
So it does look like the base of the toy. It's an interesting choice. Like, Skeletor seems like, yeah, that makes sense. But, like, the Beastman one kind of threw me off guard and looked really awesome. Goodness, as far as if I was going to do a custom one or if I wanted a custom one.
I was going to do it in another character's color scheme. Well, I am going to say that I think Spikor would be pretty cool.
That's what I was going to say.
I know that's your go-to character.
It is, too. Maybe that's why. Maybe I should avoid it on purpose.
But, I mean, that's not my only option. I think a Trap Jaw would be kind of fun, too.
Oh, for sure. You could make the Jaw Bridge red. And yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, the helmet, because Castle Grayskull kind of has that little helmet.
Right.
Anyways, it could be Trappy.
Yeah, Trappy. Trap Jaw fits really well.
Of course, my first pick would be Nipplor.
Yeah. So awesome. Orko colors would be, I mean, kind of fun. You know, they're just real bright. Or like a Prince Adam. Like, I would like to see a castle really bright. But like, if I was going to have like one that I would actually like, man, I'm going to pay this guy to do me a custom Grayskull. Man. I don't know. I'm thinking too hard about this, I think. You know what? Cyclone.
Wow, that would be colorful.
Heck yeah, it would. I think that'd be good. Get like somehow get the lenticular type design on the door, or like his eyes or something crazy. I'm just winging it here.
I hope they get to Cyclone for class or for Origins.
Heck yeah. He was one of my favorites as a kid, just spinning him around, and he always looked like He-Man. His face had that He-Man look to it.
He did.
Just had his mouth closed. So yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Cyclone. I just really think those colors would be fun.
All right, love it.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe. Greg Tamizian, I think I got it right. Hey guys, love the show. We haven't heard from Greg in a little bit. Wanted to thank you guys for the fun and giggles in this crazy time. Oh man, it's all our pleasure. Trust me. Year's been crazy for everybody. They need any moment I can laugh and have some good times and geek out is A-okay in my book.
Heck yeah.
He says, my question is, do you guys collect the new Mega Constructs? Why, yes, we do. He says, I know Steve has the castle. Did you guys get the new stuff like the Talon Fighter and the Rotan? If yes, what do you guys think of them? Your daughter actually put together your Rotan, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It is.
These things are awesome for what they are. You know what I mean? And, you know, and not, I'm not even going to throw that at the end. They're awesome. Because
they are.
I mean, they could. They're very little, of course, but the detail in them is fun. And we're now getting these vehicles and the castle and all this stuff, and it's just it doesn't take up too much room, and I don't know, it's exciting.
It is. I love that line, and so far, I think we're both complete.
I do believe so at this point.
Yeah.
Unless there's like some no, I think we did. We are. Yeah. I love it. So yeah, Greg, we both got them, we both dig them. I wish more of the singular figures would show up in our stores, but I actually did see the He-Man Beastman 2-pack the other day though at the Sherman Walmart. So,
oh nice.
Yeah, it was weird. We never see any of the individual figures anymore unless it's some random Beastman. All right, Curtis Ackerman. I love Curtis.
Curtis is great.
He says, in the last mini-comic review, Tila said Adam was 2 hours late. Since our concept of time is based on our revolution and rotation of our planet, do you think that time on Eternia is the same or different? I would say that it's kind of like a parallel, you know, universe to our Earth. Like, things function pretty much the same there. Except the gravity is really strong, and that's why everybody's bulky and muscular.
That's why everybody's jacked. Oh, man, I gotta think that, yeah. I gotta think it's similar.
It's weird, because I never really thought about that, and you think, like, with how many moons that you see in pictures, or if those, some of those might be planets, or, you know, if they actually, like, have more than one sun or whatever, like how does everything work? But I'm just gonna go with the thought that it's parallel to Earth.
Yeah, if I don't go with that thought, it's gonna hurt my brain.
Yeah, I mean, plus they call them hours. I mean, obviously they've figured it out the same way we have, so they have our same language and all that stuff, so American anyway. English.
Right.
Which is odd. Okay. Curtis Ackerman again. Did you guys check out Blood of Zeus on Netflix? If so, what did you think of the animation and how it could translate to Masters? I did not check out Blood of Zeus.
I watched it briefly.
Did you? What is it?
Yeah. It's kind of based on... is it Greek mythology a little bit?
Okay.
It's got taken some licenses there for sure, but I believe the reason he's asking is because I think it's that same company that is doing the
Revelation
animation
for Revelation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has kind of a, you know, anime look, but I mean, it looked good.
Okay.
It looked, you know, it was, the action was good, and it looked enjoyable. I think that if they do, I'm not worried about that part of Revelations one bit. I'm worried, if anything, I'm mostly concerned with the story.
Yeah.
Which I think hopefully Kevin Smith will nail. But no, I mean, I don't see anything we need to worry about there.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty much where I'm at too. I of course I haven't seen that animation, but I've seen what they've done with Castlevania, and it's beautiful. So
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if the style is anything like that, or if they went with their own style, this Blood of Zeus thing.
I think it's probably in the same family.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sold then, man. I'm good. I'll make sure to check that out, Curtis. I guess I hadn't heard about it. Vicky Bedrosian says, Beastman versus Grizzlor, battles to the death, Roman style. Who wins and why?
Mm.
Man, Beast. I never really thought about pitting Beastman versus Grizzlor. Or, like, who would win anyway? I feel like Grizzlor would be more vicious, because once again, you know, Beastman and his oafishness kind of sticks out. But I feel he could be vicious.
Oh, I think he should be vicious.
Yeah, I mean, if we do Poe Toucan, Beastman, he's a beast, man. So.
Oh, he is.
But I think we would probably do the same thing with Grizzlor.
Yeah, for some reason, I feel like Grizzlor would win. But I don't want that to happen because Beastman is one of my favorites,
right, yeah.
And I love his orangeness.
Just kind of like in denial here. Yeah.
I just love his bright colors.
I feel like Grizzlor would like just eat him, like bite him, you know, gnaw at him and get a little, like, I feel he's a little more crazy, you know?
It depends, you know, I don't know why I get that feeling, because I mean, when you look at the toys, I think Beastman is more vicious looking. I mean, Grizzlor is a big fuzzy teddy bear.
I don't know. I really love Grizzlor, so it's hard to say for me. I feel like Grizzlor would win too, but I don't have a real reason other than I think he would just kind of get crazy.
How do you take this guy seriously?
He's always got bedhead. He just looks.
Yeah.
That's why he's insane. I feel Grizzlor is like crazy. So he's willing, like, he doesn't even care if he hurts himself in the process type of thing, you know what I mean? I think he would just go all out until they're both dead, you know? Until either Beastman's dead or they're both dead, you know? Maybe that's what it is, it's a draw. That's a cheap way out.
That is a cheap way out. I love it.
Yeah. Nah, but I would probably choose Grizzlor, just because he's insane.
All right. Yeah. I'll go with you on that.
Fair enough. Eric Crosby from Turtle Soup Podcast. He says, what does Skeletor's bed look like? I imagine it's probably a water bed with a bone frame like his throne chair. Purple, of course. He has more to this, but I want to stop there so we can address this. We've seen Skeletor's throne. I feel like his bed's got kind of a, like, like it's made of bone, and I feel it's probably got like that fuzz or fur or whatever it is that's thrown on there. I don't think it's a waterbed, but that's pretty funny. I used to have a waterbed.
Hopefully it's not a sleep number, because he won't get
that. Right? The bone part won't show up. It's just the rug.
I'll go with you on the bone thing, but I think that it's got bright orange lava-colored sheets and comforter.
All right. I can see that. Yeah, I didn't even really get into the comforter. I was thinking he was, like, laying on, like, I feel like seeing Skeletor snuggle up in a comforter with a pillow, like, it just doesn't...
It's funny.
It's funny, yeah. Like, it just doesn't fit him, so it's pretty funny. Like, could you imagine having to wake up Skeletor in the middle of the night? Like, Like, Skeletor, can you get me a drink of water?
Ah, Beastman! Come on! Good.
Oh, gosh, I'm just having a good dream.
Oh, Skeletor, I'm scared of the dark.
Ah, can't you go to Evil Lynn? Trying to get my Judy rest.
So cranky.
Beastman, get out of here!
Come on, you little Skeletor, we'll wake up!
So good. So anyway. He follows it up with... Also, I assume that the royal family has custodial services that handle their laundry and other cleanups. But what about Snake Mountain?
What did we create? Did we create this this whole thing where people are worried about the laundry?
I don't think anybody ever thought of it before, you know what I mean?
We started this stuff.
So good. He said, yep, so the royal family has custodial services that handle their laundry and other cleanups. But what about Snake Mountain? Do they just use magic to clean their clothes and do dishes?
They don't do dishes.
They don't do dishes, no. They just eat right off the bone and just chuck it in the lava.
Anything they have paper plates.
Oh my god. yeah, I don't think they're using magic. I don't think they care, you know what I mean? Everything just gets like kicked if it's in the way, it just gets kicked.
I think there's a room that's full of garbage. Yeah. And Skeletor thinks that his minions are taking out the garbage, but they never do.
It's just, you know, mountains and mountains of trash in every, a room. What's that
every
smell?
Once in a while, every once in a while Skeletor finds it and he's like, "You idiot!"
Blaming it on Stinkor and shit.
Stinkor doesn't live here. Take out the damn trash.
So stupid.
Thanks, Eric. That was good.
I like it.
Rodney Clark. Why does Teela, the captain of the Royal Guard, not wear a uniform or armor that fits her rank and role?
Because skies out, thighs out.
I think it's to... Because she is in charge, she's got to kind of stand out. Plus, she's a master of the universe, you know? So she's kind of got to have her own look.
Yeah.
She's not just captain of the guard. She's Teela, warrior goddess, captain of the guard. She's got a lot of things on there. Future
my honest sorceress. Opinion?
Go ahead.
My realistic opinion? Because they designed that character and they made her the captain of the guard later.
Yeah.
She was really a warrior goddess. Originally. But, to rationalize it, I think you're right.
Yeah. She's a master of the universe. So.
Yeah. She gets to pick out her own colorful outfit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she picked out.
Pretty good. She was drawn to that snake armor.
I think that's what happens when you're a master.
Yeah?
We are going to debug. We now dub you a master of the universe. Now, which kind of furry shorts do you want? Estelle?
You got anything in periwinkle?
I like brown trunks. Alrighty, we'll hook you right up. It's on the house.
On the house? We'll take it out of your first paycheck.
What do you want, a harness? You want full armor on your chest?
Oh, yeah, like something with purple and silver.
That's good.
We'll get right on that.
I feel like they would. They would have, like, specific, like, tailors and stuff like that. They'd be like, all right, dude, we're going to hook you up.
Go down to the Masters of the Universe tailor. Taylor.
Taylor.
He'll design you a uniform that makes you look good.
Oh. You gotta walk around with class if you're a master.
Yeah.
That's Taylor. So good. Taylor.
He outfits them all.
Oh my god. Ugh. That should have been your creative character.
Taylor. Yeah, the Master of the Universe outfitter.
So good. Well, it kind of like, I'm thinking like Daredevil, you know? You saw the series, right?
Yeah.
And they had the one dude who like made his suit for him and stuff. So yeah. Kind of like that dude.
Well, I think Taylor works for both sides too.
Yeah, he just wants his money.
He's like a no-fly zone. Yeah. Like if you bump into, like if a heroic warrior bumps into an evil warrior, they like can't fight there.
Right. It's like in Zodak territory.
It's real awkward because Beastman's sitting in there waiting for his arm spike to be fixed. Yeah. And in walks Fisto.
Just eyeball screwing him. It's like,
That's really awkward.
Making fun of him. Renegade, huh? Just making fun of him, like, other color choices. Oh, you got purple.
They just do some small talk.
So, must be nice living in the castle.
I can see him flipping through magazines. Just waiting. You want some cream in your coffee?
They start asking each other for advice. Are those boots comfortable?
No, they're not too bad. Once you break them in.
Oh my god. Why didn't they hire us for the stories? This would be like a side story in and of itself. Because, you know, like, they have the, I don't know if they ever made it, but they're talking about having, I know there's a comic of it, but like in Marvel, they have like the cleanup crew, I forget what they're called or whatever, but.
The wrecking crew?
Is that, I don't know, it's like the people who come and like clean up after big superhero fights and all that crap, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Was it Marvel or was it DC? Anyway.
I don't know.
Oh, it was Marvel, because wasn't that like the Spider-Man movie? Wasn't that what the Vulture dude was doing? Like, weren't they cleaning up some of that stuff? And
they were, yeah.
So anyway, they could have like a side story, and it's just of like Taylor and like what happens when these guys come in. Oh, this is gold. Oh, all right. Rodney Clark again. If there was a stock market on Eternia, what would be the things you would buy stock in? Well, obviously furry shorts.
Furry shorts.
There's only a handful of folks that don't wear them, so.
Oh, furry shorts, bones,
wristbands.
Yeah. Those belts.
Belts, yeah, God, those things.
Everybody's got.
We don't
one
even
of those.
Know how they put them on. There's no logical way that thing goes on, unless it's stretchy, shiny and stretchy. But
three-toed. Oh, trap jaw leg armor.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's shared by, you know, a few characters. Yeah.
But overall, if I was going to choose one, it'd probably have to be the shorts.
It'd be shorts.
Yeah, and they'd have to change them and stuff like that, so they go through several pairs. So I feel like those would be pretty popular.
Wind Raiders.
Yep.
Actually, Sky Sleds, because bad guys and good guys use them.
Right, yeah. It's pretty good. I'll go with that.
All right.
Rodney Clark again. He says, to celebrate Marines Day, this was a few weeks ago, sorry guys, pick a few characters and let us know what branch of the military they would join and why.
Oh my gosh.
This would be horrible. I am not good at this stuff. I mean, Merman would be a Marine, right?
Navy?
Navy, yeah. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'm bad at this.
Well, Fisto and Buzz Off would be in the Air Force.
There you go.
Man at Arms be in the Army.
Yep.
I mean, because he kind of, you know, he's green.
Yep.
And Merman, Navy. Marine would be like, I don't know. would be a Marine?
Yeah. The few. The
Marines are guys that always go first.
Yeah. The few, the proud.
He-Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like that.
He's going to storm the beach.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Man, I'm glad you're on this show.
We're missing one, though.
Space Force?
There's Air Force we got. Army we got. Navy we got. Marine. No, I guess we really didn't. Unless you want to go like Coast Guard. Well, I mean, I think Prince Adam would also be in the Navy.
Yeah. In the Navy. Yep.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, goodness. Thanks, Rodney. Oh, my God. All right, Motu Matt Rexer. In some hijinks of sitcom proportions, you are trapped in an elevator with Madam Raz, Yuckers, and Crackers the Clown. Maintenance has called, and it's going to be an 8-hour fix. When you snap, who do you kill first?
Oh, the dearie my.
Yep, I was going to say, oh, dearie my, I could, yeah. I have enough. 5 minutes in, and I'm snapping her neck.
Like, I can't get through. A She-Ra episode irritates me.
Yes.
The amount of time she says that, and she's not even in every episode, or maybe she is, but, you know, she's not on screen all the time, and it gets irritating. So, yeah, I guess, but Yucker's laugh would be, like, horrible, too.
Yeah, but I feel like Yuckers and Crackers are, I think they kind of join in with me. Like, all right, we can't stand that dearie my thing. After a while, they probably just shut up and sit down too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We gotta wait here. Plus, I just feel like Madame Raz would smell bad too.
She never takes that hat off her face. It's just like grease and sweat under there.
Yeah, her hair looks like straw. Yeah. She just looks like she just doesn't really. She
smells like dirty feet.
Yeah, like if she washes, she uses like homemade soap or something. Like it's all natural and it doesn't work quite
and
good.
That's if she washes.
Homemade deodorant or something. It just doesn't seem like it would be good.
Madam Raz, God, she sucks.
Isn't there a gross scene of her in one of those Robot Chicken cartoons where she's like in the steam house or something?
Is there? I don't know. I don't think I've seen every one of the Masters Robot Chicken ones.
There's something out there.
I bet you there's like a YouTube compilation somewhere.
Oh yeah, easily.
I never thought about that. I might have to check that out.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm not the biggest Madam Raz fan. I mean, those of you that love her, I understand.
I really thought that the Classics figure was brilliant. Looks the way they did it. Mm-hmm. It looks just like her.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know, I was excited to get that, even though I'm not a huge Madam Raz fan.
She's impossible to stand up, but yeah.
Yeah, she's got tiny feet. But she did have tiny feet, so what are they supposed to do? Yep.
Can't give her big feet. Emil Vickman. What are the top 10 reasons why Trapjaw is the best character in all of Masters of the Universe? Because he is. And also, if Trapjaw was a girl, what would her name be? Trapjaw is a girl. Her name would be Trapjaw.
Trap Gina.
Trap Janelle.
So Emil is he's got army builds Trapjaws.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's news to me.
Yeah. And I'll tell you the top 10 reasons: interchangeable arms.
Good.
Cool looking helmet.
Yep. Great colors.
Movable jaw.
Yep.
Slides on a string.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool green knee pads.
Yes. came with the ring that glows in the dark.
There you go. Awesome pirate belt.
Absolutely, yep.
He's built pretty well. He's good. He's good. Like, you know, he's built. He's, you know, like they all are, but, you know, hey, you can't take that away from him.
Great.
Sweet looking eyebrows.
Yep, got cool eyebrows.
And
one more.
One color more.
Scheme? Can we go with color scheme?
Oh, hell yeah, we can go with color scheme. Yeah.
He's got, fantastic. He's got one of the best scheme. Color schemes, so. Yeah, there you go. That's good, man. I thought you were going to say, because he's Trap Jaw. which Tomas Rydberg follows up with, what are the top 10 reasons Beastman is the best character in all of Masters of the Universe? Because he really is.
Oh, man.
Well, you can reuse some. Color scheme is pretty awesome. The orange and red. Color
scheme is awesome. Has a whip.
He has a whip, yeah. Whip it good.
Shoulder pads with spikes.
Yes. In two different sets of colors. That'll be extra. He has an extra set of armor.
Ooh, there's one. Rocks the Stratos body better than Stratos.
Good call.
Has brass knuckles.
Yes, the brass knuckles. Ooh.
Cool teeth.
Yeah, cool teeth. He can control animals. Come on.
Yeah, that's way cool. Yeah.
We got two left.
Yeah. Spider Skeletor's right hand man. Yep. And
he's lovable.
Yeah, who doesn't like Beastman?
He's lovable. If you don't like Beastman, like, you need to just get out of the room. Just go home.
Yeah. One of the original eight. Come on. Yeah.
He's lovable. That's a good one. Oh. Which Anthony Howe-Zeal comes in and says, what are the top 10 reasons why Stratos is the best character in all of this?
Why are they doing this to us? Know. How many more of these do we got?
That's it. That's the last one of that.
Stratos. Okay. Two different color schemes.
Okay, yeah.
Both of them great.
Yep.
Monkey bird guy.
I mean, that's come pretty on. Good.
That's way cool.
Jetpack.
Sounds like, what's his name?
Sean Connery.
Sounds like Sean Connery. Cool goggles.
Definitely cool goggles. Hot girlfriend. Yeah.
Two different colored beards.
Oh, good call. Yep. The staff of Avion is pretty sweet.
Oh, staff of Avion, and he's a prince.
There you go. 10.
Boom.
That was easy.
Please no more.
Matthew Duch says, I've been jumping around randomly through past episodes, and at the beginning of the last one I listened to, it was shortly after the holidays, and Steve still hadn't given Jeremy his present. He claimed he had ordered something, but the wrong thing came and he had to reorder, supposedly. So did Jeremy ever receive his present, and if so, what was it? Yes, I could probably find the answer by listening to more episodes, but I'm lazy. That was Scareglow Mega Constructs, wasn't it?
It was. I did order you. It was when Scareglow Mega Constructs was hard to get, and I ordered you one, and it showed up, and it was a it was an army guy. It was Mega Constructs, but it wasn't. It was one of the military lines they do. I can't remember which one they do. Call of Duty or?
And Halo.
Halo. It might have been Halo.
Halo.
Yeah.
I
did get you one, but I don't know. I did get you a present. Did I finally get you a Scareglow?
Yeah.
At the time I got him, by the time I got it, Jeremy, Scareglow was easy to get.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a lame present.
And I've never forgotten.
So, had they given me the right one at the right time?
Yeah, it would have been badass.
Yeah.
It was still badass because the meaning behind it, you know. Yeah. He's so cool. Okay, hang on here. Go over those two. Skelevator says, do you all anticipate that Mattel will release an army builder character for the Origins or Mastersverse lines? If so, what are your predictions and or best case scenario options? I don't think Mastersverse would do that. At least yet, because I don't know what their plan is beyond the 8 figures for that show, for Revelation. I don't know what they plan on doing beyond that.
No.
But for Origins, I could see them possibly doing, like, maybe the robots, Skeletor's robots. Maybe.
But I'm saying, we gotta get Horde Troopers.
Yeah, Horde Troopers would probably be the one that I would want the most. But other army builders, of course, you could do random snake people. You could also do, I mean, pretty much like classics. Also, you know,
Palace Guards.
Yeah, the Palace Guards, yep. Maybe Skelcons.
Skelcons would be really cool.
Yeah. Especially since it only came with one vehicle in the Classics line, and they meant to release them separately as well, but that just never happened. According to Spector Creative on YouTube. He actually said he...
Is that one of the videos he did?
Yeah, he talks about it. Really? Yeah. He said he would... he says a lot of things, like stuff that they had planned out, and they really had some cool stuff planned out. And no, I'm not like in cahoots with Scott either. I've been watching his show a lot, so I'm learning some stuff. And I made a comment on one of the videos, and he said he'd come on our show if we wanted. So
nice.
Yeah, maybe we can come up with some questions for him or something, and ruin his reputation by having him come on our show.
Yeah. Talk about slumming
it.
Yeah. I'm talking about us.
Yes.
Not us slumming it. Him slumming
it. Nick Dubuis. Nick Dubuisson. Dubuisson.
Dubois?
Dubuisson. It's a Dubuisson. Anyway, hi, Nick.
Okay.
Nick D. Tell me how to pronounce your name, please, so I don't slaughter it every time. He says, you guys ever consider having fans of your show on as guests? Yes.
Well,
we've talked about it, but
I mean,
we're just kind of technologically dumb. I see absolutely no issue with ever doing that because, I mean, the show partly wouldn't exist if we didn't have fans, so...
There you go.
I mean, we'd probably be doing it anyway, just for the hell of it, but, you know, having fans and reacting, you know, being able to talk back and forth with them and stuff like that, communication is super cool, and we get some good conversations started and stuff, so I'm totally down. I mean, I guess we just have to figure out how to do that, and like what would happen. I don't know if it'd just be like a random, like, hey, come on the show and do an entire episode with us, or if we had like a special show or something like that.
Maybe we could work that into some Patreon rewards.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, think about that.
Yeah. But P.S., we have a Patreon, people, the Podcasters of the Universe. Will White says, Origins Trapjaw may have a running change from a non-articulated robot arm shoulder to an articulated one, or vice versa. Which changes would you make to improve an already released figure, forthcoming figure, or the line overall?
Well, we talked about this quite extensively today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My change... It's not released yet. He's forthcoming, and it was freaking Battle Armor He-Man.
Yeah, we actually, me and I didn't chime in too much because I was working, but
yeah.
I was kind of paying attention to this. Matt Rodriguez and Jeremy and I were kind of batting around ideas on how they could have made that Battle Armor mechanism look a little better in the Origins version. It's kind of small and weird.
Yeah, that drum just, it looks too small. There's too much empty space around it. It works okay with the Skeletor because he's got like that like surrounding border.
Yeah, detail or
plus it's darker something. You know, it's just kind of blends in a little better with He-Man's being real bright and silver. The only way they could have solved that is by not having the arms come loose or come out, or, you know, because those pegs go in so deep, or
which I would have been fine with.
Which I would have been definitely fine with, yeah. Because, I mean, I think the point is to have the mechanism work. They want to make sure that some action features are available on these figures as opposed to classics, you know, reminiscent of the the vintage figures. So yeah, I would have done without the arms coming off or whatever they had to do. Or change it a little bit. I know Matt proposed the idea of having the two towers of the H symbol being static on the actual armor itself, and then having the drum just have the middle line, you know, the parallel line, horizontal line, I meant. Parallel line. The horizontal line. And just having that part flip, which I think would make sense. I think that would work. I don't know how well it would look in execution, but regardless, I know that I went on, maybe it was Motu Nation or something on Facebook, but there's a big just, I mean, they've been showing that figure recently in package, and that's like the biggest complaint, but from everyone, is just the way that it looks, so. Which is unfortunate, because that's definitely my favorite variant of He-Man, so. It's pretty much the only misstep I'm really seeing so far, other than, like, maybe the knees. But those are what they are, right?
And it's got me playing with my Battle Armor He-Man right now.
Yeah, I mean, that looks so good. That vintage one, just, it's huge. It does. It's awesome. So, yeah, that would be probably the biggest change I would make. So.
All right.
Lyle Buss asks, if you were to start your Motu collection again from scratch, which would be your first three purchases?
Hmm. Wow. From scratch.
From scratch.
Vintage He-Man.
Yep. Vintage Skeletor.
Vintage Skeletor.
And then the
Vintage Battle Cat.
Ooh, okay. That's good. Battle Cat, huh? Man.
I think He-Man and Battle Cat are just,
I know,
you gotta have
I know,
them.
But then I feel like Skeletor even wouldn't have Panthor, and it'd be weird. Although, Panthor isn't necessary.
No.
Which may be blasphemous to some of you, but I don't think
he's necessary in the long run. But,
yeah.
But I think that He-Man and Battle Cat are just better buddies.
Yeah, that's true. They talk
Skeletor
with each
isn't,
other, so yeah.
Yeah, Skeletor isn't pictured with on Panthor nearly as much as He-Man and Battle Cat are together.
Right. Do you think that's because Battle Cat talks? Because he's got more of a personality? Whereas Panthor...
Absolutely.
Yeah, Panthor is more just like the cat that hangs out. I mean, you know that he understands what's going on, but he never talks, so...
No.
Yeah, man, that's probably the only choice you could really make. Otherwise, like, my third character would just be somebody crazy. You know, it'd probably be Spikor or something like that. But you definitely need He-Man and Skeletor. Those are, like, that's where you start the collection, and you move on from there. So...
Agreed.
Yeah. Moving on. Nick Peterson. If a museum were to exhibit Motu's greatest treasures, what items would be shown on display? I would probably say the vintage toy line. You know what I mean? I mean, dude, there's so many things for this thing. So many things for He-Man.
Yeah.
Greatest treasures, God.
Grayskull?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, maybe like the cosmic key from the movie. That's pretty iconic for a lot of people. But yeah, I think that original toy line would be the thing that everybody could relate to.
I think the Castle Grayskull and the original 8-back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
set.
If you're gonna
set it.
Perfect. That's always gonna be the iconic version,
And the Thanksgiving Day float.
The entire float?
Yep.
Maybe like the script to the first cartoon or something, or you know. Mm. Of course the original prototypes would be badass. The Lords of Power stuff, or you know, even like the kind of Vicor guy, which they call him now anyway. Or is it Vicor or Vicron? Vicor?
Vicor.
I always get those two confused.
Well, Vicron is that three.
The three, pack, yeah.
Where you could outfit them three different ways.
Yeah, see, that's the one I have, and I want Vicor now. I don't have Vicor.
Yeah, Vicor is pretty cool.
Kind of has that Conan vibe.
Sure. For sure.
Let's see, man. We actually do have a lot here. Maybe we might have to save some of this for next episode.
Okay.
But let's get one more in before we bail here. And actually, Andres Ray DeCastro. He asks the reason why do we think everybody in Eternia is jacked? That's because of the gravity. We explained that earlier. Steve has come up with this idea that the gravity is so strong that you gotta move around and you build muscle.
Just to move around. Burns a lot of calories and creates muscle.
But that I won't count that one. I'm gonna go across everybody here. Okay, how about this one? Gen X Toy Box. Says, what is your favorite Masters of the Universe knockoff brand?
Oh man, my favorite. Oh jeez. It would have to be the what is it? Warlords of
the Realm of the Underworld stuff. There's the Warriors.
There's, I'm blanking out. The Remco. I have them.
Yes, right.
they're right here.
Feels stupid right now.
There's two sets. There's the Warlords of War. World of Warlord. What is it called?
No, it's not Warlords of War. That's some newer stuff.
These guys.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I got a couple too. I'm trying to see if I can find this on here. I guess they did have Warlord toys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Warlord. Really? That's what it was called? I feel like that's weird to me. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Warlord. The Warlord. Those are pretty sweet. Mine is probably the current Realm of the Underworld stuff. I love that Zolotaro, what he's doing. I love all that stuff. I actually have some figures on the way that have been sitting at some place from the post office, USPS. But any of those skeletons that he's got in that line are just wonderful. So, yeah, that's the first booth I go to at PowerCon. So,
Lost Land of Warlord and the Beast Warriors.
Beast Warrior, yeah, yeah. Yep, those guys are awesome. Just anything like that is just really cool. Warrior Beasts. And those are great, too. Like, there's... Which I think that's basically what Realm of the Underworld stuff is, right?
He's got that license for it,
and he's just kind of taken that and actually added some original stuff as well.
For sure.
Warrior Beasts and Realm of the Underworld stuff. So, yep, pretty cool. So, the rest of you people who sent us stuff, there's plenty left here, and we will address that. In a future episode, most likely our next one. So, I guess that puts us into mini comic review?
Absolutely.
Yeah, buddy. We haven't done one of these in a little while. Oh, I have to get mine out here.
We're in 2000X.
Yes, which is exciting.
We did one 2000X. We got that under our belt. Now we're going to start on to the second one, which is Robert Kirkman.
Yeah.
Story.
Isn't that cool?
And Val Staples' story.
Yep.
Was he in the first one, too?
I believe so, yeah.
Robert Kirkman?
Yeah, Kirkman, he was like, Icons of Evil and stuff like that too. He wrote.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I think he was in the first one. I think I. I don't want to.
I'm going back to.
Yeah, that. I'm kind of skipping back to.
Another. The first one we did, it looks like it's just story by Val Staples.
Okay. Okay.
The second one is Robert Kirkman and Val Staples.
Okay. So yeah. Oh, good thing we didn't stop on that. Val would be mad at me.
Kevin Sharp, art. Brian Buccolato and Steve Cobb, color. Robert Kirkman, letters.
Oh, there you go.
Look at that.
Some really good art too. I like this. Edited by Jeremy Padower. 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 I don't know how to say that. Okay. So the cover, I assume, has He-Man and Skeletor engaged in battle, and it looks like they are variants. I could not tell you the exact name, but I know it's some sort of spin blade or something like that. Version of He-Man and Skeletor, where they both have spinny things on their wrists, kind of similar to the vintage like flying fists. But yeah, really cool art there.
Really cool.
Oh, let me take a quick drink, get a little parched from blabbing.
It happens.
So make sure you guys have your mini comic collection books. What page is this? It's near the back. 1152? 1152? Sure. Somewhere around there.
That'll get you.
Okay, there. Yep. You'll be really close if not. So here we go. We have Skeletor standing here with Beastman, Triclops, and Trapjaw.
Now, my minions, attack! Go forth and retrieve the Idol of Norcor for your master.
Yes, Skeletor.
We have some vines running out, and they grapple around Trapjaw and Beastman.
Help!
It appears the scrolls were correct about this enchanted forest. Triclops, cut them down. We must devise some other way of reaching the idol.
We see someone peering in the foreground here at them.
Yeah, looks like a little trolling.
Mm-hmm. The next page, we have a big picture of Skeletor looking all awesome. It looks like...
That's a cool picture.
Yeah. Looks like Orko behind him hiding. And he says,
the power of Norcor must be mine!
Oh, yeah. Here we go. We haven't done some of these voices in a while. So we see the... I assume this is the Palace of Eternia.
Yeah.
2000X version.
Sure. Looks like...
What?
Looks like they're in the King's Court.
Yep.
The vines grew back around them. Skeletor kept saying something about the Idol of Norcor. Nectar? Norcor? Yeah, that's it. Oracle.
This is a dire situation indeed. The ancients once told me of an idol at the center of the enchanted forest of Norcor.
Okay, so if you happen to be new to the show, even though in this version, Randor, it looks strong and vibrant, and the old version in the mini comics, he looked like he was about ready to die, so Jeremy always kind of voices him that way.
Yeah, it kind of turned sort of like he's a drunk.
He's drunk and about ready to pass away. So
that voice continues.
Yeah.
Just for continuity's sake.
Sure.
Potu continuity. Now it's showing him, he's telling a tale, and it looks like some dude standing on top of a half of a pyramid.
Yeah.
They say it possessed an evil energy that enslaved nations of Eternia's people. Legend has it that it took the combined power of the ancients themselves to fell this evil. If Skeletor harnesses the... If Skeletor harnesses the event of this idol, it could very well be the end of Eternia. Mm-hmm.
Why is he? He's just got to lay off.
No one can tell him he's the king.
Oh, man at arms here.
I shall take care of this, King Randor. I would like to bring Prince Adam along to assist me.
I'd love to help out.
Wink. He knows what's up. Ooh, now we see Castle Grayskull.
Yes, and Adam knows exactly why he wants him to help out, so he goes right for it. By the power of Grayskull!
I have the power!
We have He-Man, the Sorceress, and Man-at-Arms.
Yes. We must figure out a way to get through this, through the Enchanted Forest, before Skeletor reaches the idol.
It will take some time to build, but I think I have a weapon in mind that could cut through that forest.
Of course he does. Ah, Snake Mountain. We have Triclops and Skeletor.
I don't know who's Triclops.
You? You are now.
These blades can cut through 10 feet of Eternian steel like it was butter.
See, they have butter here. It's definitely like our world.
Yes, this will do nicely. I will have no trouble cutting my way through that accursed forest now. Soon the idol of Norcor and all of its power will be mine! Mine! To my side, Panthor. We have no time to waste.
Minutes later.
At last, nothing stands between me and ultimate power. He-Man is nowhere to be seen. My moment of triumph is at hand. Be gone, Panthor. Once the power of Norcor is mine to command you, and everyone else will be of little use to me.
Ooh, there's some sort of whirring, of course, from his blade.
This is easier than I thought it would be.
So he's found some sort of portal?
Yeah, it looks like it. Some sort of something there.
So he, if that was hard to follow, he jumped on Panthor and ran out into the woods.
Yep.
Panthor gave him a ride out to the woods, and then he told Panthor to scram, and then he found some whirring portal.
Yes, but behind it, and once Skeletor reached it, he cut all the foliage and whatnot. It looks like it was growing back and following him and kind of enclosing him once he found that portal.
Oh, yeah, I see that now. Good job.
Long vines reaching out, so. Next we see, this is interesting. We got He-Man on Battle Cat and Man-at-Arms, like a floating...
Like a hoverboard thing? Or
disc, like a Q-Bert would use.
Or like the Wily kit.
There you go.
So these are around.
We have no way of knowing if Skeletor has made his way to...
Sorry.
It's okay.
The center already. Then there is no time to waste. Now we'll get to see how this new weapon of yours works.
I love how they just had kind of the same idea. We'll just get whirring weapons that'll tear through this stuff.
Whirring weapon. Yeah, because He-Man's like a little... It's basically Flying Fist He-Man, but a different look to it. Whipping around here.
What manner of plants are these? They grow back almost as fast as I cut them. If I didn't have this armor, I would surely be doomed. These blades cut with the ferocity of 1,000 warriors. No surface could withstand their might. Please buy this variant for $4.99.
We got Skeletor walking up to some sort of egg-shaped item sitting on a pedestal here.
He's about ready to get what I'm guessing is the idol.
I would assume, yes. And he walks up and he says, oh, nope, he doesn't say that yet.
Not so fast, Skeletor!
You'll not defeat me this time, He-Man!
I don't think so, Skeletor.
Chink.
So
So they're
chunk. Yep, okay.
Now they're
their whirring weapons are clashing.
Yes, they are now fighting with these awesome variants. I actually kind of dig these variants though. I like those.
They're pretty cool.
Oh, He-Man socks Skeletor right in the face. Boom!
Give up, Skeletor. You're through.
You've not heard the last of me.
He runs away, which now He-Man has grabbed the idol.
Yeah. And he's walking out of the forest. He runs into Man-at-Arms. Did you stop him, He-Man? He escaped. But don't worry. I have the idol right here. And its evil has been destroyed forever, because He-Man smashed it with his hand. He crushed it. Looks like our work is done.
He-Man.
That is, until Skeletor devises another plan. Evil plan. You've had quite an adventure. Let's go home.
So there you go. He-Man and Skeletor went out, cut some grass, and He-Man got to break an egg.
Not much meat on that bone.
Pretty good. It actually, this could definitely have fit in with any of the vintage comics. Just the art is probably a lot, you know, very updated.
Oh, the art's jacked up. This is really good art. Yes. So yeah.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
That is actually the end of the 2000X comics that are in here. Next is stuff from the Classics line, actually.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
I remember those being quite short.
Yes. We are just nearing the end. There's a few of them though, so there's definitely some story here. But yeah.
We'll get some episodes out of
that. Yeah. That was good.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
That's it. I think that's it.
Well, our plan is to get back to you before Christmas and do a little bit of a Christmas episode. Should that not happen, we will do it shortly after Christmas, but I think we're going to try to buckle down and make that go.
Yeah, it's usually one of our, I don't know, it's one of our more fun episodes anyway, just because it's got that feeling of Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas kind of snuck up on us this year, you know. We've got it's getting close quickly. We had a late Thanksgiving, and it made things seem a little cramped, but we'll get back. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thanks for everybody for listening, and hope you had fun.
And, I sure did.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
We'll be back as soon as we can, and until then, we will see you around the universe.
Bye bye.